Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92.
Hello, this is Marcia Kells from Appleton Area Health, and I'm going to talk today a little bit about the pandemic. We're still living it. And I think it's interesting, on April 3rd of this year, the Washington Post noted that a man celebrated his 104th birthday and declared that he had fully recovered from COVID-19. And yet, on that same day, a man at the age of 52 died of this disease. The man that died was a songwriter for the rock group Fountains of Wayne. Now, why and how did this happen? It boils down to a person's immune system and how communicable diseases such as the COVID-19 virus affects humans. What does it mean when a person gets sick, doesn't have any symptoms, and carries the virus around while the next person dies from it? This is called immunoscience. It is a slow process and it is insidious. Think of it like a photo of yourself 10 years ago versus one now. You see changes in your face, your skin, the color of your hair. Same process is your immune system. Immune cells, especially CD8 and T cells, a type of white blood cell, changes with aging and your body. Simply doesn't produce as many. These virus fighters become fewer in number as we age. Yet we need these cells to recognize new microorganisms such as the COVID-19 virus. It happens to everyone, just not at the same rate, and the differences between individuals is a big mystery. The immune system is very complex. Basically, our body recognizes microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, parasites, or foreign objects as intruders and produces white blood cells to fight it off. When you are age 100 versus age 50 is the million-dollar question in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic. We are learning how our immune system changes with age and how it slows and declines over time. Fortunately, we won't always be living in a pandemic. So, first of all, our body doesn't produce as many immune cells as we get older, and nobody really knows why. Extensive studies that reveal patterns on how our immune system changes as we get older and certain key immune cells, the B cells and T cells, become fewer in number as we age. We possess two different types of T cells. The first are memory cells that have encountered certain microorganisms and remember how to fight it. The naive or young cells that don't know yet what they need to do to fight. Think of the privates in the army versus the generals that have the knowledge that's been gained by experience. Interestingly enough, the number of naive T cells seem to be lower as we age. Now, COVID-19 shows up, nothing we have ever seen in the humans that remotely match this one, and we have no memory T cells to mobilize and fight. Therefore, the naive cells have to take on the fight, and since elderly have fewer of these to fight with, that makes us more vulnerable. The mystery of why immunity declines is complicated by the fact that not everyone's immune system declines in the same way. Part of the reason B cells and T cells are so volatile is that no one really knows just what a normal amount of these cells is. If you want to have a test of your hemoglobin, they know what the normal range is. If you want to have your iron tested, we know what that range is too, but we have no idea the normal level of B cells and T cells because we don't normally measure them in regular blood. The reason that these key cells decline in time could be many reasons. Our bone marrow produces white blood cells. Is that where the problem lies? Is it genetics? Is it lifestyle? An apple a day? Or all of the above? Everything is debatable, and at this time, we just don't know. Secondly, another factor is chronic low-grade inflammation that develops with advancing age and its effect on aging. Inflammation occurs when your immune system kicks in, causing your body to become red, swollen, hot, and sometimes painful. It's how the body fights, fix injuries, and can get rid you of germ invaders. It's meant to be short term, but chronic inflammation can occur for a variety of reasons, such as weight gain, poor diet, poor sleep, and chronic stress are among the lifestyle causes. Other issues can contribute, such as persistent viral infections, decreased liver function or kidney infections, increased gut permeability called leaky gut, or autoimmune diseases. All of these decrease your immune system. When your bodies are in a state of chronic low-grade inflammation, our immune system is constantly firing and operating abnormally. This increases the aging process on a cellular level. It can lead to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. The immune system is no exception, and it can be lowered with chronic inflammation. It makes one want to work at decreasing inflammation and saving the immune system. So how do you save your immune system? First and foremost is a healthier lifestyle. Exercise is the most important change you can make. You can't do anything about your genetic makeup, but luckily many factors that positively affect your immune system are within your control. Get out and move. Regular walking is something everybody can do. It strengthens your body and helps generate anti-inflammatory and immune protective proteins like myokines that help increase your immunity. Weight management and decreasing belly fat is also an important intervention. Belly fat releases inflammatory cytokines into your body, which trigger more weight gain and more inflammation. Getting to a healthy weight could be a major factor in decreasing inflammation levels. Staying on top of chronic conditions is an important step to managing inflammation. For example, if you have asthma, know what your normal lung function is. Pay attention to nutrition is just good sense. Nutrition affects immune function in older adults and is essential for immunocompetence and essential T cell production and the ability to resolve inflammation. My best advice is to do everything you can to make your virus fighters as strong as possible.
Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place here on 92.1 FM.